From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd told Parliament on Thursday an independent reviewer of terrorism legislation would be leading a review into how authorities handled the recent attacks in the United Kingdom. Rudd said that the UK is facing a new phase of global terrorism.
We now believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face. Between June 2013 and the Westminster Bridge attack in March this year, the security services foiled 13 plots linked to or inspired by Islamist extremists. But since just then, we have seen 5 plots prevented, as well as 3 such Islamist extremist plots succeeding, and the appalling attack, of course, on Finsbury Park earlier this week. So we must do more.
Rudd said Britain's counter-terrorism strategy will be reviewed to make sure the police and security services were well equipped to do their jobs. In Afghanistan Thursday, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in Helmand Province, killing at least 20 people, wounding about 50 others, as civilians and security force personnel lined up to collect their pay. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The commander of the U.S.-led Task Force Southwest condemned the attack, saying this cowardly attack targeted innocent people as they lined up to get their salaries and preparations for the Eid al-Fitr celebrations. Helmand is the largest Afghan province, where most of the territory is controlled or influenced by the Taliban. And authorities in Belgium said Thursday police have detained 4 people in connection with the investigation into the foiled bomb attack at a Brussels train station on Thursday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. European Union leaders open a 2-day summit in Brussels Thursday to address everything from Britain's planned exit from the regional economic bloc to the resurging economy. EU President Donald Tusk spoke to reporters about how Britain's departure might proceed.
Some of my British friends have even asked me whether Brexit could be reversed and whether I could imagine an outcome where the UK stays part of the EU. I told them that, in fact, the European Union was built on dreams that seemed impossible to achieve. So, who knows? You may say, I am a dreamer, but I am not the only one.
British Prime Minister Theresa May remarks at the 2-day meeting are expected this evening, and to include reassurance about the futures of the 3 million citizens of the EU countries currently living in Britain. Following May's speech this evening, the rest of the leaders will meet without her to discuss their side of the Brexit process that was triggered by a British referendum a year ago and is set to finish by the end of March 2019. Iraqi officials said Islamic State militants Wednesday blew up the ancient Grand al-Nuri Mosque, which dates to the 12th century in the embattled Iraqi city of Mosul. The explosions occurred as Iraqi forces closed in on the mosque as their 8-month quest to retake Mosul approaches its climax. The British Deputy Commander of the International Coalition, Major General Rupert Jones, visited liberated eastern Mosul Wednesday and described the fighting as brutal.
The world knows what sort of enemy we're dealing with. It's an enemy with no humanity. It's an enemy who respects nobody, that is more than content to murder civilians in great, great numbers. What I would say is that's the sign, that's the evidence of a failing organization.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said destruction of the mosque is the Islamic State's official declaration of defeat. Secretary of State here in the U.S. Rex Tillerson urging Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned nuclear and missile programs. Tillerson meeting with Chinese leaders here in Washington Wednesday, emphasizing the importance of cutting off all sources of revenue from Pyongyang's illicit activities. The secretary and the defense chief, Jim Mattis, discussions with China's State Council and Army chief also included maritime tensions on the South China Sea, counterterrorism efforts, and improve military-to-military contacts. And anti-government protesters in Venezuela's capital marched against repression and violence Wednesday night. Authorities are opposing the government of President Nicolas Maduro. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.